We have two very, very happy days, today and tomorrow. And of course, as you have heard from the readings from the book of the prophet St. Daniel, as well as from the Gospel, there is a person, other than, of course, Our Lady and Our Lord and St. Joseph, who is very, very important in the accounts of these 2 days. Because today is the feast of the Archangel St. Gabriel, whose name means the strength, the might of God. And of course, it would take one such as he, among the many millions of angels and archangels, and of course, we know only 3 by name, but there are millions of angels and archangels, perhaps billions, but we do not know them all, but we know that they exist. In one of the most beautiful theological sciences that we have in the church is the science of angelology, the study of the angels, which, of course, is very, very important because all of the whole of the scriptures and all of the whole of the life of the church is surrounded by angels. They sit right among you, right next to you. There are angels, countless angels that you do not see and will never see in this world. But among the 3 archangels whose names we know, Gabriel is one that has a very, very important role. And as we see today and tomorrow, and the gospel today is basically the same as tomorrow, he is the one that announces, he brings the announcement from God the Father to the Blessed Mother, the Immaculate Ever-Virgin Mary, that she is to become, if she wants, she has to agree, if she wants, she will become the mother of the Son of God, the Messiah, the one that is to come into the world, the one that is sent. And of course, that is what Messiah means in Christ, the one that is sent. Sent by the Father, sent by Himself, sent by the Holy Spirit. The whole Trinity is involved in this wonderful and miraculous event of our salvation. And the Blessed Mother is, of course, surprised, but not too surprised. She knew from the very beginning that there was something about her life, and she had been revealed many things during the years that had happened, and of course by her mother, St. Anne, and St. Joachim, her father, that she was special to God. But she had not known the whole truth of the reality. And St. Gabriel comes, and he announces it to her. Hail Mary, full of grace. No one else in the scriptures has received that greeting from God. Ave Maria, gratia plena. The Blessed Mother is so full of grace that there is not one atom in her existence that is not full of grace. And of course, as we shall see again tomorrow, the theologians discuss these things among themselves. Or they did before they began to discuss evil things in this day and age. The Blessed Mother, as some have asked, does it mean that the Blessed Mother cannot grow? And of course she does. But the Blessed Mother is like a vessel, and it's full of grace. But in our case, you and I, our vessel is empty. It has just a little tiny bit of grace. And then we grow more and more. We'll never be full of grace. Only Jesus and Mary, and later Joseph, are full of grace. But the Blessed Mother increases in grace, and what happens is that the vessel increases in size. And it's always full of grace. It's a wonderful and tremendous miracle. And of course, that is why she is the Holy Mother of God, the Holy Mother of the Church, of the apostles and of the clergy. And so today we turn to her through her servant, because he is that, St. Gabriel, the strength of God, who comes to announce the good news of salvation. And then, of course, as we shall see tomorrow, she will agree. And she asks, because she's not stupid. A lot of people think that to be holy, you have to be stupid. You have to go around, No. That has nothing to do with holiness. That has to do with stupidity, but not with holiness. And she says, well, how can this be, since I know not man? She had no plans to lose her virginity. It was permanent. It was a vow that she and St. Joseph had made to God and to each other. How can it be, since I know not man, nor do I plan to know man, to have relations with any man? And then St. Gabriel says, the power of the Most High, the Holy Spirit, will overshadow you. And the Just One, the Holy One, to be born, shall be called the Son of God. And so she understands now what she did not understand before. And she is indeed full of grace and full of the knowledge of God. And then she will say tomorrow, as we shall see again, behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to thy word. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.